Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello everyone, welcome back with me Adila Yusniati on my podcast. In this podcast, I will review about Do School Kill Creativity? Okay. So there are three times running through the conference. Number one of which is evidence of human creativity in all the presentation we have and to everyone. The second is that it parts used in your pledge where we don't know what will happen in future term. And Ken Robinson has a passion for education and we certainly have a passion for education because education is meant to take use to the future. And part 3 is that we all age on the truly extraordinary capacity that children have their capacity for innovation. All children have extraordinary talents, but we waste them. So here, Ken Robinson is talking about education and creativity because now creativity is as important in education as literature and we have to treat it with the same status. So I want to talk about education and I want to talk about creativity. My contention is that creativity is now as important in education as literature and we shall treat it with the same status. Ken Robinson, who heard the great story of a 6-year-old girl who has drawing, the teacher was fascinated. It turned out that the title girl was drawing good. And here, mistakes are very scary things for children. Even though with mistakes, we can correct them and be careful for the future. Pesco once said this. He said that all children, wherever artists, the problem is so remain artists will we grow up. But something strike when we move to America and travel the world. Every education system on earth has the same lesson. Each person, it does matter where we go. At the top are mathematics and language, the human. At the bottom is art. Art and music are usual. Give high status in drama and dance school. There is no education system on this planet that teaches children every day how we teach them math. Why not? I think this is rather important. I think math is very important, but so is dancing. As children grow up, we begin to educate them progressively from the waist up and then we focus on their heads and a little to the one hand. Our education system is committed to the idea of academic ability. And there is a reason worldwide there was no public education system. Really, before the 19th century, they all came to meet the needs of industrialists, so higher legacy is wrought into ideas. Number one, that the most useful subject for work are at the top, so you probably start time away from the things at school when you were a kid. the things you love on the ground you've never got a job doing them. Being advised, no, very wrong. The whole world was hit by a revolution. And the second is academic ability, which really comes to dominate your view of intelligence, because universities design system in their image. The entire world of public education system is a protect university entry process, and the consequence is that many very talented, brilliant, creativity people think they are not, because the things they do well in school are not valued or are simple stigmatized. We cannot three things about intelligence. One, it is diverse. Second, intelligence is dynamic. And the last, this is that the intelligence is very interactive. And there is a nerve sap that join the two part of the brain, which is called the corpus callosum. It is teacher in woman, following on from Highland yesterday. And the third thing about intelligence is its difference. I'm doing a new book right now called Epiphany, which is based on a series of interview with people about whom the they discover their talents. Al Gore spoke that evening about the ecology and revolution sparked by Rachel Carson. Your only hope for the future is to adopt a new conception of human ecology, one in which we begin to resolve your conception of the health of human capacity. Your education system has mined your mind in the way history mined the earth for certain comments, and for the future, if one sharp use, we have to retain the basic principle by which we educate your children. And the only way we're going today is by looking at your creativity capacity for their world and looking at your children for the hope that they are. And your job is to educate their world life so that they can face this future. Okay, thank you for your attention, guys, and see you soon.